Rev 10 Podcast number 48, July 5th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
You know it. Podcast. Excellent, everyone. What an excellent day it is here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm so glad that you joined the Rev 10 Podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. Now, this podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people like you all around the world. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I want to just bring some hope and inspiration into your life. Now, if you're new to the show, maybe you're coming from iTunes, I just want to welcome you to the show. Also, if you happen to have been a longtime listener, I just want to say welcome back. You can always find things that reference the show by going to our show notes page at podshownotes.com. That's all one word, podshownotes.com. You can find scripture references, music references, as well as a link to Podcast Alley where you can vote for this podcast. Now, we do ask about 10 people out of every show if you could go to podcastalley.com, look up Rev 10 Podcast, and cast a vote for our podcast. It will help us to stay in the top 50 all month long. But you've got to do it. If you haven't done it this month yet, go there and take care of that and help us out to stay into that top 50. You can also email us a comment or a suggestion for a future show by just emailing us at rev10podcast@gmail.com. Or you could pick up the phone and give us an audio voicemail, 815-301-8600. Now, Rev Tim is a member of the Godcast Network, and you can find that at godcast.org. Now, today I want to talk about something that I think is just interesting. I talk about this a lot of times when I am discussing things with people about what they become or who they become when they are under pressure. You know, there's a lot of psychology tests, and I've taken some tests like this in classes that I've had or just different things that I've been interested in over the years. And it seems like there's always a difference between what they call your public self and your private self, or who you really are sometimes, or how you are when you're in different environments. You may become different types of people. And the research shows that you're really the happiest if you're the same privately as you are publicly. And so here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about a little thought or a concept called what is in your cup. Now, the metaphor I'm using today is a cup, or it's something that I think about a lot, because your cup is the stuff that you contain. It's kind of like your personality. And in your cup, that cup contains your past, your desires, your habits, your words, your attitudes, or even the hidden stuff, the secrets that are truly you. You know, this is the kind of stuff that you're made of. Now, I'm a great coffee drinker. I love coffee. I had a Senseo machine for a long time. I love strong coffee. I love different types of coffee. I like to meet my friends at Starbucks and just kind of hang out. Anyhow, I'm a coffee drinker. And it seems like because of that, I've always seemed to accumulate coffee cups. If I'm on a vacation, if I'm out somewhere, I'll see this new and unusual type of cup, and it just, like, I have to have it. Maybe it has a cute saying on it, or a logo, or it's a certain shape or whatever. Maybe it's one that would keep my coffee hot longer. So I'll pick these cups up, and I accumulate them and have to clean them out every now and then. But I don't like some kinds of cups. I don't like the tippy kind or the kind that don't fit into my Jeep's cup holder, those kinds of things. Now, cups come in various forms. You have large cups, small, colorful, even clear cups. But on the outside, it has an appearance or a representation. And that's what I'm talking about today. Because on the outside is one thing, but on the inside, that's the real you. It's what's inside your cup that matters. The problem can be this. You can have a great-looking cup on the outside. Maybe your public personality, the way that you carry yourself in front of people. And that's just fine until something goes wrong or you're under pressure in your life. Because when that happens, your cup is bumped and something spills out. And that something that spills out is the real you. And so it can be anger or laughter. It could be hateful words or it could be encouragement. It could be cursing or it could be a prayer. And this is what happens when your cup is not stable. When you are surprised by those moments in life where your cup gets bumped, what's inside of you will spill over. Now, here's another consideration. When your cup spills over, who gets spilled on in your life? Who is it? Is it your spouse or your children or your friends? You know, often we can help people or we can hurt the ones that we love so dearly. And when those types of spills happen, the words or emotions that are inside of us are released and they can never be undone again. They're out there. So what does this all come from? How can you better yourself in this area? How can you decide what's inside of you and let it spill out and bless people's lives instead of hurt people's lives? Well, I'm going to respond to that question right after this.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
It's a band called Incopera. Road to Freedom is the name of the song. And you can find that at music.download.com. And if you forget that, don't worry. You can just go to podshownotes.com at the show notes page. And also, we would like, if you have any music at all, if you want to mail it as an MP3 file, just mail it to revtimpodcast@gmail.com. Songs about life, songs that have a lot of meaning to them, we would appreciate it if you would send them our way. Now, today's topic, of course, we're talking about this cup that we hold all this stuff, and it's really the inside of us. It's who we're made out of. It's our personality. It's the stuff in life that we've accumulated. And when we're under pressure or stress, what spills out and what influence we want that spillage to do to people? Do we want that spillage to harm people and to hurt them, or do we want that to be an encouragement or to build them up or to be who we really are inside? The reality is, if you don't like what's inside your cup, you have to change what's inside your cup. And the current contents then must be displaced by something that's more important to you. For me, my faith has been important for much of my life. Let me give you a couple of scriptures here. Proverbs 23, verses 6 and 7 says, "Don't eat with people who are stingy. Don't desire their delicacies. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. They are always thinking about how much it costs." So the idea here is to think about who influences you, who you, kiss up to, or who you hang around, who you're always with, and how does that influence your life, and what is it doing to you? Are they pulling you up, or are they dragging you down? Are you becoming more like the people you don't like, or are you becoming more like the people you do like? A lot of that happens to be that you are really true to yourself and you're working on your life to displace the things that you don't like in your life. And you can certainly go there quicker, I believe, and more eternally by checking out how your faith could help you. The other verse I want to give you is Luke chapter 6, verse 45. And it says, "A good person produces good deeds from a good heart, and an evil person produces evil deeds from an evil heart. Whatever is in your heart determines what you say." And so you want the stuff to spill out into the world that is an encouragement and a blessing to others. And really, let me tell you, if you're doing something in your life to encourage someone, to help someone else, you're going to feel better. You're going to understand that God has that plan and purpose to help your life out. And you can truly make a difference in someone else's life.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
We really would appreciate your vote at Podcast Alley. You can just go there and then search for Rev Tim Podcast and then vote for us there. Or go to PodShowNotes.com. There's a link right there. Until next time, thanks for joining us. Your service to the King begins now.